did a good job coming out in the third quarter, starting that off strong, getting the offense back the ball. But now I think the task for us is just putting it all together, you know, whole game. Seemed like, you know, we came out Northwestern. I think we put a whole game together. I think, you know, this is something that we just got to work on, just keep improving. You know, we got four more guaranteed opportunities right now. And, you know, so we just going to try to get better, you know.
How do you contain Denard? I mean, you face dual threat QBs, and he's arguably the best.
He is the best. Best thing to do is upfield shoulder, make sure he doesn't get outside. Obviously, you know, if he gets outside, it's out the gate, and, you know, he's, you know, weaving in and out of people, and it's really hard to tackle in open space. So, I mean, if we keep him inside, make him go east and west rather than north and south, I think we'll be okay.
He's not just quarterback, he's probably the fastest player in the league.
Especially guys work real hard, offensive line works real hard. So, I mean, it's a dynamic offense. You know, it's something that we just got to be ready for and prepare for in practice.
Like Ferguson, you can't emulate his speed in practice.
You can't. You can't. He was like one Denard Robinson, you know, obviously. So you try, and I'm sure we'll try this week. But, you know, it's nothing like the real thing. So, you know, it's just one thing that the defense is going to have to do. You know, this guy's a lot faster than the guy we've seen this year. And just try to contain him.
Is there...
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, do you get the sense that there's more of a comfort level with the D-line? Just, I noticed last Saturday there wasn't nearly as much rotation. It seemed like you, Mike, Steve, and Dominic were out there pretty much the majority of the game.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like I said, Coach puts the guys in who he believes had a good week of practice. And, you know, obviously we had a couple of injuries throughout the whole defense. And so, I mean, we just got to roll with the guys that are been practicing and showing that they can go.
How tough have these last few days kind of been on you? Just when you consider it was an 11-point lead you guys had in the fourth quarter that ended up slipping away. It's another loss to Minnesota. Coming back, you obviously, Sunday, you're watching the film.
Yeah, it's been tough. After any loss, it's tough to come back and see all those things that you did wrong, things that you, you know, practice and then didn't execute in the game, obviously. But, you know, it's coach calls it the 24-hour rule, win or loss. You know, you just got 24 hours to go well on it, and then you move on to the next game. And I think that's where we're at right now as a team.
Are you guys pretty good at ignoring fans?
I'm not one of those guys, you know, even when we are winning the games, you know, I try to stay away from that stuff just so, you know, it keeps me humble and keeps our team humble, you know, just don't listen to the noise, whether it's good or bad.
Do you think most of your teammates do that too?
I really couldn't tell you. I'm not sure. You know, I don't supervise people when they get on the internet and do whatever they do. So, I mean, it's fine. I guess they can do it. But as for myself, I just try not to listen to the noise.
Have you had much interaction with people since you've been back? Have you been showing the disappointment? Or?
I guess on, you know, if I check Facebook, of course you see people, you know, talk about the game and whatnot. But like I say, you know, I try to ignore it, just move on, get on with my day, my weekend.
I know you guys probably don't need this as motivation, but Iowa's never beaten Michigan three times in a row, and you guys have a chance to do that. I mean,
we do have a chance. I mean, it's going to be tough, especially this year. I mean, they're dynamic offense, dynamic team. Defense plays hard, offense plays hard, so and good at special teams. So we just got to come, be ready for a dogfight.